ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
I was just keeping here and there, but somehow like I was able to distribute few books, and one of them was a teacher, and he was asking what is the best book I can give to my students, like what would be the best fit, and I gave Signs of Self-Realization, and was very happy. I was very inside thrilled that something was worth it, the time. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. For me, the association of all the Sankirtan team was great, and learned some of the techniques Vaisheshika Prabhu taught this. And it was really practical that how people turn into, like, whatever gloomy face they are walking around, you just say hello, hi, ask them that how you doing, and they just smile, and they just feel so happy. And I think not only Sankirtan, we are just spreading the good vibes in the society, so it's very, very helpful and encouraging. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, everybody. This is amazing experience I got here. And I learned a lot of techniques, a lot of scriptures. I'm very shy by nature, but you know, I'm learning, I'm shadowing, you know, Maharaj, today, and watching closely, I know how to do it, and hopefully tomorrow, we're going to the fair, you know, Habakkuk fair, so there I will use my techniques, what I learned today. Hare Krishna.
Keep the mic.
Hare Krishna. So I didn't really do a lot of any books. I just kind of watched, observed, and watched Alex. I kind of followed him around with lollipops and the Rath Yatra flyers. But from what I saw from him, it looks like a very humbling experience. And you know, I just feel really fortunate to be around in the association of such wonderful souls. And hopefully next time when we go out, Krishna will give me the courage to actually try and distribute some books for myself. So thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, it was very magical being out there today with everybody, especially His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu and Abhinirda, Mother Nirkula, Radhanath Maharaj also came. And I always appreciate how, right when you first begin distributing books, it's almost like a car, and that you can't, you know, you got to start off slow, and even if you want to go fast, still it needs time to kind of work up to the point where it's going. And so, you know, when you first get out there with everybody, it's kind of a process of everybody getting comfortable and yourself getting comfortable. But then as time goes on, naturally, somehow, it's almost like another force kind of takes over, and everybody's happily just giving themselves to the process of Sankirtan. And it becomes very rewarding in a lot of ways. So it was great being out there with Group 2. I thought we really represented well. And I hope we can keep it up for many months to come.
Hare Krishna, everyone. I'm new to New York, actually, and this is just my third time in the temple. And I came here today, and I was feeling so joyful. In the morning, we had the wonderful lecture, which I also participated in. And then I wasn't sure I was going to do book distribution, because frankly, I never expected myself being able to do such a thing of walking up to strangers and doing it. But somehow, the class that Prabhuji gave motivated me, and I thought about it as a service to Krishna, and I said, I must, you know, make myself do it. And so I tried it, and I must say that it was a wonderful experience and a very, very, very humbling one. Never experienced anything like it. And I could not even imagine that I could have done what I did, but for all the association of the wonderful devotees, and I was so inspired by every devotee, especially the two young devotees who were there with us, and of course our team leader, Alex. I have to give him a lot of credit because he encouraged me throughout the process. So I thoroughly enjoyed every moment of it, and it was wonderful, truly wonderful. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Today, thank you everybody for giving me the blessing. Like today, I really enjoyed the distribution of book, and I think we have wonderful presence of the Shashika Prabhu and Radhanath Maharaj. Maybe because of that, I don't know. This time, I wasn't looking for people. Like people came to me, and I was able to talk to them, and. I even opened the Bhagavad Gita chapter 922, read one sloka to someone, and I had I felt like the temple is outside, and I'm meeting devotees, not strangers, and it's like I think everybody gave the blessing. Thank you, everybody. What can I say? It's just the experience is so rewarding.
Thank you for this opportunity. I was in group one, and our group didn't have Harinam going on. Usually I do books, but there's Harinam, and you have this push from the holy names, and it gives you this energy. So it was an interesting experience. You feel left to your faith, and you have to confront that inner conviction of doing books. It was a really nice experience. I somehow found myself, when we got to the spot, I was there setting up the table. And I was a little impatient with some devotees because I was trying to put books on the table and they were taking from the table, and I was trying to tell them, maybe you can take it from the bag so that the table is full and looks good. So I want to apologize to the devotees if I've committed any offense. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. I'm not from this area. I'm from actually Columbus, Ohio. And my good friend Premilas Prabhu told me, don't miss this festival, and I'm glad that I did not miss this festival. I came from Ohio for this. Like it was just such an amazing feeling with all the devotees, all there, you know, doing sankirtan, and it was just my reflection from this was that in the beginning I was so tense. I missed the class because I was on the flight here, but I missed the class, and then I was so tense coming in. I was getting flustered every time a person would walk away, and then actually Prabhu's Dasya Prem Prabhu told me to calm down, and he taught me some techniques of how to approach people, and then it just calmed down and so approach people in a fun way so you get their attention and distribute the books, and that really helped. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. This was quite an experience. I really enjoyed it. I had avoided doing this for a while, and I feel that the training was critical, and it was funny and enlightening and truthful, and you know, but you don't know what it's really going to be like. Like you called it dodging the bullets or something like that.
When
you're out there. So, plus I was with a couple of different groups, and it was wonderful to see how different people interacted and how they did their thing. So, it was a really good experience for me. So thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. I'm Srimati Devidasi from Central New Jersey. I first of all want to thank everybody, especially Vaisheshika Prabhu. Since last 11 years, I've had a long wish that I have to do book distribution with Vaisheshika Prabhu, but never got that opportunity. Last week I saw on Facebook the post regarding that we're having the festival here, and then we'll do a class, and then I was trying to make up my mind. Yesterday it was 12 a.m., midnight 12 a.m., we reached home after Narsingh Chaturdashi and everything. I saw Shubhankar Krishna Prabhu. He's from ISV, joined Central New Jersey recently. I know he would definitely go there. So I asked Prabhu, I'm going. If you're going, I'm going to come with you. I don't want to miss this opportunity. We were here. We started at 9 o'clock in New Jersey. We are here at 10. Wonderful class, Prabhuji. Live classes are live classes, Prabhuji. I go through your all videos, but live is really live. It is very empowering. And then I distribute books since last 11 years. I always stick to only two books. I'm honest. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna book. Bhagavatam, lately I started seeing ISP scores, Prabhuji's inspiration and all. I always reach out to the Indian crowd. New Jersey is filled with Indians. Westerners and outsiders feel aliens if they come there. So, but this was a very wonderful experience for me. First, within 5 minutes, I was really humbled by a good soul whom I met. He was a Westerner. And then he listened very patiently, listened for 5-6 minutes. Shubhavrata and I, first we approached that Prabhu, and then he said, oh, wonderful, I'm also going through something spiritual. He was very honest in what he was speaking, and then I was listening him very less, but he was listening me more, and then he got the book. That was the first thing. And then it was like 15 to 20 minutes, it was blank, like my hand had no power. Like Prabhuji said, like, show the hand power, hand power. I said, what happened to my hand? What happened to me? Then I realized it's not my power, it's Krishna's power, which is empowering me. I just meditated on my Guru Maharaj and started going out again. I went to get kids some popcorn or something. One lady by herself, just she saw the books on in my hands. I did not even ask her, I did not show my hand. At this time, I did not believe in that. But I just gave her a little smile, and then she came to me, and then she took 4 books, Yoga, Karma, Bhagavad Gita. She took one after the other. I mean, I did not explain her anything. I was just saying, this is Karma. Oh, I believe in Karma. I know, I want to read this book. And then I said, Bhagavad Gita, oh, this is holy book of Hindus. She was telling me instead what I had to say. It was a wonderful experience. And thank you very much, each and everyone. As Prabhu has said, during this process of book distribution, if I have committed any offenses, I apologize to everybody. Janu Mataji, very enthusiastic. She tried to join me. She said, Mataji, I want to join you, see books and everything. So sorry, Mataji, but I ignored you sometimes. Sometimes it's always like we may miss this opportunity to connect this soul like that in heaven. Thank you, one and all. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So I just visited for the very first time his contemporary this place. So one of the Mataji was calling for maybe last 1 or 2 years to come to Brooklyn. Maybe one year back I was trying to come to Brooklyn, that this particular temple, but I went to Radha Krishna, some other temple. Then I came to and the wrong place. So again this year I came and I was trying to think I should go to this temple again. So that's how I reached yesterday. The whole day I was here till the last question. So it was very wonderful to see the great family here. Actually, just now I came to know is entirely everybody, even though you are different part of the world, different community, but everybody was connected with one soul, one word, Krishna. That Krishna, the power of Krishna, makes everybody united. So I am very humbled to come maybe again to ISKCON, even here and some other part of the world.
Thank you.
I'm actually from Indonesia. I'm staying in
Jakarta. Move the mic.
Further away.
The speaker.
I am from Jakarta, Indonesia. So I came here for a business trip for a week. So I was here last 2 days, and probably I definitely would like to come again to this place.
Hare Krishna. I would say my experience at MSF started right here, listening to Sri Vaisheshika Prabhu's preparation of getting the team ready for the program. I really liked is it like he actually encouraged us so much that just be there and touch the pavement. And I said, well, I think it can't be anything easier than this. I said, I should definitely go along. I have certain strength and certain weakness. I kind of realized that. I'm a little bit more comfortable, you know, in a temple kind of environment than, you know, out in the street. That's not my forte. So I said I should anyway, you know, so many people are going, so I should put myself there, you know. If I don't actually get into the water, I will never see swimming. So I had to get my feet wet. So I said, okay, I put my feet on the pavement, so I think I got some little bit credit for that. And beyond that, Prabhu also said, it is not about selling books. It is actually being sincere and trying to help in Prabhupada's mission. And he actually gave the example of how all, you know, starting from Lord Brahma, everybody is holding a book in the hand. It's very powerful, that slide. So books are the basis, Prabhupada said that books are the basis. So you can see how books are very dear to Srila Prabhupada. So I should make some effort at least, you know. And actually, perhaps eventually I'll catch up on this and then do a lot more with the blessings of the devotees. So it's kind of, for me, although I've been a few times, but I wasn't prepared. This time I was a little bit better prepared because of simply the encouragement Prabhu gave. Just show up there, be sincere. And also it made a very interesting point for me, I would like to share with other devotee friends, that Prabhupada books can be given on their own merit. Because what you say is actually, everything is factual. Even if Prabhupada, he was making the thing that very recently he saw him telling the person, oh, you look spiritual. And the way he said it, I think, you know, the person has to accept that. You know, say, no, no, I can't that. So he kind of accepted that and then from there onward he became even more spiritual. So a lot of practical tips, Prabhu. I think that's my best experience in this. I did only 2 books. I think I'm kind of expecting myself a little too much more. I think, you know, Krishna says, don't expect, just do that. Don't count on the result. Yeah. Another reason for me.
I was very surprised at how nice everybody was on the streets that we met. It was everyone was more relaxed and open. So many people were open, and the fact that there's so many spots that you just walk out of this temple and in 5 minutes you can be doing book distribution was really enlivening and encouraging for me. And watching you all engage with the people that you met was very inspiring. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
This was one of the best days of my life. This party, seeing it grow through the winter, incubate through the winter months, incubating and growing, and now coming out in the spring and really growing. I just saw so much potential here in this temple and the community, and I'm really proud of all of you for coming together, and it was an unforgettable experience. Thank you very much. We'll never forget this. This day will, and the damage is done. It can't be taken back.
Hare Krishna. My name is Bata Jose. Who to see me every Sunday here? They don't know my name. I know Krishna since 88. That I know in this world. So, all glory to Srila Prabhupada. So, I started last night when I met this gentleman to make me remind me who important it is to distribute or give a book to somebody. So, last night, this gentleman, I gave the Bhagavad Gita and I saw he got the Kantimara, he got the Japa, and he got the deity last night here at the temple. So that remind me all the yagyam what I did back in the 80s and the 90s in Dominican Republic. That's where I come from. And then made me to go out there and fighting every day to distribute the book of the Prabhupada say that we're supposed to do it here. That's the job what we're supposed to do. The letting people know who is Krishna and who mercy, and what mercy, what he has for everybody in this world. So thank you very much for all.
So first of all, I want to thank you, everybody. It's been a really long way to actually come to this point at this festival. I'm really grateful to everyone.
Can you speak up? Yeah.
Ceases to amaze me, but always ceases to amaze me is how Krishna magic just kind of happens, and seeing how Krishna reciprocated with so many devotees and kind of seeing the shock on their faces that what just happened, like a book just went from my hands. I don't know how that happened. And just getting to see that, and also seeing how everyone was absorbing the training that Vaisheshika Prabhu was giving and having such support in veterans like Navina Nirada Prabhu and others to just really help guide was just so encouraging. So really hoping that, first of all, thank you so much for all of those who came out, especially those who were new, and we really hope that you'll be an integral part of the team, because it's not possible to do it just one by one. There really needs to be a team. So thank you.
This was really a wonderful experience. I know you've come to Boston. I actually have done this. I'm actually originally from the Boston community. That's where I joined, and I moved here about a year and something ago. But in that sangha, we typically do more book tables and not so much on the street as much. And so it was nice to exercise this, because it was very humbling to kind of step away from the table and kind of go up to people, and actually it was very humbling, very purifying experience for sure. And it was amazing to see how many people really appreciated it. Some people unexpectedly, you know, especially as we were doing sometimes groups, the people that they chose to approach, I was like, really? I'm like, maybe. And they were actually ripe, and it, for me it didn't seem like it, but they actually took a book, and it was really sweet. It was nice.
Hare Krishna. I want to say thank you to all the devotees, because everybody did such an amazing job. I was so inspired to see everybody. The most amazing part for me was just doing it with other devotees, being with like a group, and I'm used to doing it by myself, so just to be with the devotees is so inspiring. It's just, there's nothing like it. And everybody was so receptive outside today, and it was so amazing. So, and it was a beautiful day. I think it's the nicest day it's been all year. So, I don't think that was a coincidence.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, I'm thankful to have the association of all these devotees. It's the giant group experience was really, really nice. I guess my main takeaways from today are it was really fun to have a Sankirtan partner. Vangamai was a great Sankirtan partner, and we were kind of tag teaming, and I would talk a little bit, and then she would jump in, and I could kind of have a little time to think about the next point I wanted to bring up. It was nice.
That was the biggest thing, yes. We really enjoyed that,
and finish up your talk. Also, just the mantra "Hi," the radar thing was the refresh from the lecture was so encouraging and enlivening. Approaching people is the hardest thing for me. Once we start talking, I'm usually okay, but the approach is hard. So actually, going hi, really, really made a huge difference today. And yeah, it was. We met a lot of really interesting devotees. Interesting future devotees. Okay.
Thank you for this wonderful, wonderful experience. I enjoyed this whole day, though I was very, very tired from yesterday's seva. But I said I have to do it today because it's never coming. Each time I promised that this time I'm going for Mantri Sankirtan, and I couldn't. So this time I said, no, I have to do it. So I came early, I attended the class, I attended the training. It was a wonderful experience. I had so many points which Maharaj said. I really enjoyed the class, and the training was awesome. Yes, the radar thing with the high, we captivated a lot of passbys, you know. They were like, what's this high? He just looked at us, you know. Like, why is this person saying high? Like, you know. So that's one thing where to begin with. And then the other point which I want to share is we actually sold a lot of books, and we sold it to the youth more, to the kids, like maybe teenagers. So, and we were approaching other like older people, but they weren't so interested. We got rejections from two of them though. And maybe we just said Bhagavad Gita, and I don't know what was the reason. That was the biggest rejection we got. Otherwise, everybody gave us something. We went inside the stores too to get the books, you know, to be sold. And they were very nice, everybody. Yeah, and there was one devotee who said, I'll say devotee, because the way they were chanting when we were doing the mantra, they were into it. Like, they really felt that, you know, Hare Krishna mantra is a mantra, but later on I heard you saying a prayer. But he gave us the word. We didn't have the word prayer, but he said, oh, this is like a, I said mantra, but he said it's an open prayer. So it was very beautiful. He was very encouraging us too, inspiring us too, with his overall. So it was really a nice experience. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. My name is Ajay. This was my first time out distributing books. It was the first time I was able to distribute a book, so I was really happy about that. I realized I sort of came in with just a lot of perceptions about how difficult it would be, or I felt like I would be, you know, be bothering people while I was doing it. Just had just other feelings, but once I was out there, I think just from being in the group, I felt really just protected and comfortable. And as I started approaching and speaking to people, I you know, realized that I was actually like able to help people. There were like three people that I took down their information and told them, in addition to just telling them both, that I would reach out to them and tell them about other programs. And they just seemed really sincere and grateful to sort of be there as well. And it was just something I didn't expect. So it just happened to be a good experience. Thanks, everyone.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Hare Krishna all the devotees. This is my first time in the Brooklyn Temple as well, so thank you so much for the wonderful opportunity for this festival. The biggest realization or takeaway for me was the sense of giving myself the permission to let go. And by that I mean letting go of disappointment, expectations, worry, you know, if I would do well, whether Krishna would be pleased with my service, or what if I go out there and distribute books and no books go out. So letting go of that was the biggest takeaway for me. Like as Guru Maharaj said that, you know, even if you offer the Gita to someone, anyone, if they are willing to give you just a pen, you should be taking that. And you shouldn't be disappointed about that. And that did happen to me. I gave the Gita and this girl gave me one pen, which today I didn't feel disappointed about. I didn't judge it or I didn't say, okay, maybe this, you know, the Gita deserves more. So letting go of that was the big thing, and I've been distributing books for a couple of years now, but this was my biggest impediment, which is not there anymore. So thank you so much, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Hare Krishna Maharaj. I'm very happy, and brother, very happy that we meet you after a long time. And Hare Krishna, every devotees. I think this program has been arranged very nicely. We have Harinam, we have show more, you sell. We have organized, we have all the books are there. So almost all the laws we followed. And from on my personal experience, I met one guy, he said he is from US Army, and he was not very willing to give money. I mean, then I asked, as you taught, that, okay, give us at least one penny. Then I think he moved and he gave $7. Yeah. So I think it works well. So, yeah, sometimes what happens that, when we talk, we try to follow the way you show, tell us the sequence, but sometimes we miss the sequence here and there, but ultimately I found that it works when we just stick to your points, that we switch precise to the point and make it quick. Thank you for
So today what I learned was that like everything was happening because of Krishna's mercy. So like for some people they were like really like not into it, but then after I started explaining more, me and Srimati Mataji started explaining more, they started like relating to it and then got into it. So basically like the first book we did, Mataji mentioned, he at first was just listening, and then he started to relate to it, and then he got into it and he took the book. So basically what I learned was everything is because of Krishna's mercy. And also like one special thing that happened was that there was this really enthusiastic lady, so she was there, and then as I was approaching her, her husband called or someone like called her, and then she went away right before I could approach her. So like I felt sad that she didn't get a book, but then later on she came back and I got the chance to give her the book. And then, yeah, so that was one.
She wanted to share. Beautiful book.
Hi, Krishna. Well, today was like a really good experience because, I mean, it's, when I first started to distribute the books today, I got scared that people wouldn't really take the books or like they wouldn't like want it. But like as I started doing it, and like more and more people like they were like they wanted it, and like it was fun, and like yeah.
Especially, I wanted to echo Nirkula's observation that such an amazing thing. You walk down two, three blocks, and there's hundreds of people. And the opportunities for book distribution here are incredible, and I'm looking forward to the the revival and the New York's place, rightful place, I should say, in book distribution from here. And this is, seeing this group together is so inspiring that people are coming together to do this. I enjoyed your association. I managed to distribute a few books, and it was quite satisfying.
Sure, you want
such amazing experience to see so many people in three spots and walking between spots and see all this enthusiasm. And just overwhelmed with gratitude to everyone. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Class was amazing. It was so inspiring. And I see how it works, because it's my source also was like, okay, it maybe works for somebody, but like wouldn't work for me, but actually it works for everyone. Thank you so much.
Haribo. I used to say something.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Well, thank you all for coming together today to go out there and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Now, this is something I do every day of my life, but I've noticed every time I get together in a group like this, how I've kind of it's very easy to fall into the mentality of, book scores and, collecting money. But it's very nice to see the emphasis on giving out the mercy. So His Grace, my Sheshu Guru, he very much puts that mood forward. And we can see it imbibed when this group comes together and we're just going out literally just to give out as many books as possible, give everyone the holy names and to give everyone prasadam, which is what Chaitanya's formula. Srila Prabhupada's formula to bring people to Krishna consciousness. So thank you all that, especially doing it around here close to the temple and building this community up now and being able to give these souls a chance to come in contact with Krishna. And I'd like to also thank His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu for coming and just being able to be around him and see how tirelessly he works to try to bring Srila Prabhupada's mood and mission to as many people as possible all over the world. And it's just, every time I see him, just like, I can't understand but where this energy is coming from, where this, you just understand how Krishna is inconceivable when you're around such a personality, who's completely surrendered to Krishna, his spiritual master. Thank you very much.
Yeah, he spoke first.
If I happen to be the last person to see this, I think it's proper to tell what I kind of overheard. And when Narad Maharaj came around that time, I heard Hamsarupa Prabhu telling Maharaj, today everything was prepared by Mother Divyangi. She prepared all the books and everything, all the material together. So I think we all have this experience because someone actually worked hard. So I think it's on that note, I would like to, on my personal self and perhaps on behalf of all the team, thank you so much.
The Kirtan team also
sir did a wonderful job.
Yeah.
Like 40% of the books what I distributed were because of the kirtan. Because they were hearing the kirtan and they wanted to know what they are singing. I was usually able to grab my card and show this is what they are singing. They were trying to sink in first with the mantra and then sink in with the books. So great applause for the
Yes, also for us, with the mantra, we weren't like so much with the books at the beginning, but the mantra, I think we did for whoever we stopped. You know, they said the mantra very nicely. Yeah, they were like, what's this? Like,
yeah, it's the best combination.
Yeah,
to have together, it's really nice. It's all available. Well, please keep the.
Keep the monthly Sankirtan festival going and growing, because it's one of the programs that Prabhupada especially liked. He actually recommended this back in the 70s. Even when I was living in New York, when 340 West 55th, we used to all go out. And I was a brahmachari then, and we were going out every day and distributing books. And I was thinking, well, what are all these other people going to do? They can't. But the scores were so huge when everyone went out together. And it was Prabhupada's desire. He said everyone should go out of the building. He said one pujari can stay back, do all the cooking and all the pujari work. Everybody else can go out. And he also put it in his seven purposes of ISKCON. The seventh purpose says, in order to achieve the aforementioned purposes of ISKCON, we will distribute books, periodicals, magazines, etc. This was his vision. And we find that it's very practical also, because book distribution is very quantifiable. It's also called, you can measure the quality also, and that's one of the most fun parts of this monthly Sankirtan festival, is finding the gaps. It's so valuable to find the gaps and then fill them every month and see that it's getting better. It's nothing as exhilarating, and there's nothing as encouraging as progress and success. And you'll be able to note it more in the monthly Sankirtan festival than practically any other program that's going on. And it lists all the other programs, as Prabhupada mentioned. So it's an important aspect, or vital, I should say. It's the tip of the spear of the Sankirtan movement, this personal interaction with the people of Brooklyn. Actually, face-to-face is the only time that something actually real takes place, the transmission of spiritual knowledge, when they meet a devotee. All of you, when they met all of you today, it changed their lives. And that's where it all takes place. All the other things, getting the building ready and all the other kinds of arrangements, have to go on. But the real contact with people out there, it makes an indelible mark on their minds and their hearts. And the more you expand it, the more everything else will expand around it, the energy. So congratulations to all of you who kept this going through the winter time. It's an amazing feat. And we look forward to making New York, especially coming from this temple, the number one book distribution, or let's start with most improved of all. And then gradually, it will become a major force. I talked to Savas yesterday, and I said, you better get ready for New York, because it's coming up fast, and we need a lot of accounting, facility, and all that is starting to take place. So keep it up, and Krishna will continue to pour blessings on every one of you in the whole temple. And thanks, special thanks to Naveen and Nirada, my dear friend who came all the way out here. He's just to have him around, he's an international treasure, and has been distributing books since he was a little kid, just running around at 15 or 14 years old, distinguished himself. So many thanks, Naveen and Prabhu. I was just telling Nirkula before about how Radha Govinda have presided over huge Sankirtan for many, many decades. New York is always noted for its outreach. And so I'm sure they're extremely pleased to see the efforts going into expanding out the outreach, and are simply waiting to shower more and more mercy. It's there to take. As Devamrita Swami was saying the other day, this is, it's like an IPO or something. where you have an you have insider information, and you know you can buy a stock at you know pennies price, but you're absolutely sure it's going to go up into the thousands of dollars. So invest now and buy into the monthly Sankirtan festival. You'll become spiritual billionaires very soon.
Okay. So one of the things Prabhu was saying during the class today was that along with distributing books and having that sincerity, we need to also have high sadhana. So we just wanted to extend the invitation that tomorrow Vaisheshika Prabhu will be giving the Sunday feast, but beforehand at 4 o'clock there'll be an extended hearing and chanting festival. So if you can, please make it. So this will be another wonderful way for all of us to come together and really delve into Srila Prabhupada's books, so we're not just distributing the books, but also reading them, understanding them, and really implementing the realizations into our hearts. So from 4 to 5:30, and then Prabhu will give the Sunday Feast class, which will be an extension. So please come and invite your friends.
So here in the Brooklyn Temple.
Here in the Brooklyn Temple, yes. Hari Hari.
Hari
Hari.
Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, hey, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.